98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us today on Friday, August 29th.
Morning.
Coming up, we will tell you about Labor Day weekend travel.
And arrested after hitting a woman with a car in Hutchinson. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And our full weather forecast is coming your way heading into Labor Day weekend. Currently in Wichita, we have 96% humidity. Cloudy sky, it's 67 degrees here on this Friday morning. If you're trying to get in one last fun weekend getaway before the fall routine hits, well, you are not alone.
When it comes to flying, this Labor Day weekend may be one for the record books. That warning from the Transportation Security Administration. They say 17.4 million people are expected to fly over the holiday, and this could be the busiest Labor Day travel period ever. If you're hitting the road, brace for traffic, not just because of the holiday weekend, but because gas prices have dropped. Aixa Diaz of AAA.
The good news with gas prices overall is that we've seen a relatively steady summer. The average has been about $3.15 when you look at June, July, and August.
Regular gas last Labor Day weekend was going for about 16 cents more per gallon. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police are working to piece together why a shooter opened fire in a Minneapolis church Wednesday, leaving two children dead and wounding nearly 20 other people. That shooter went on to commit suicide, Fox's Jill Nato reports.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says investigators have been poring over the crime scene.
Three shotgun shells were recovered, along with approximately 116 rifle rounds.
A live round from a handgun that apparently didn't work was also found. O'Hara said that the shooter left behind writings that showed notoriety was one of the motives for Wednesday's killings.
I'm asking members of the media to stop saying the shooter's name. That was the whole purpose of why he did this heinous act.
The chief also said the shooter had a deranged fascination with other mass shootings. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A man was arrested on suspicion of murder after police say he struck a woman on the sidewalk with a car in Hutchinson.
It happened around 9 Thursday morning in the 300 block of East 3rd. A passing driver reported the incident to 911. Officers found the injured woman, and she was transported to an area hospital for treatment. Investigators identified a 41-year-old man who is known to the woman. He was arrested for attempted first-degree murder. Bond was set at $2 million. Formal charges are pending. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita transit workers have been undergoing training on how to provide medication blocking the effects of an opioid overdose. Anoya Kendrick Barnett with Safe Streets Wichita helping leading the training.
We provided three different trainings for all of the staff members and their leadership. That covered overdose signs and symptoms, also responses, and then how we can be a caring community and destigmatize, connect people to care, and what are the truths about naloxone, about the overdose crisis, and how people can activate and really save lives.
She adds that having the proper tools will help better prepare transit workers when and if they face an overdose situation.
A house fire last evening was caused by a dog trying to eat banana bread on the stovetop and then accidentally turning on a burner. This happened in the 2300 block of North Persimmon Street. The banana bread was wrapped in tinfoil, completely burnt, filling the entire house with smoke. The homeowners were not home at the time of the fire.
The Hayesville City Council is facing a $250 fine for violating the Kansas Open Records Act. The Kansas Attorney General's office determined that the city failed to provide copies of photographs requested by a citizen and did not offer any explanation for not producing those records. Several weeks later, when the photos were presented during a jury trial, the citizen realized that he had not received all the requested records. The Attorney General's office stated that the violation was not intentional. However, the city must now undergo additional training and ensure compliance with open records laws.
We'll be taking a look at a doctor sentenced to prison for a domestic case. And a woman in Texas filing a lawsuit. We'll find out why on that. And, of course, coming up, our live forecast from Storm Team 12 with meteorologist Ross Jansen is on the way. We'll get the forecast heading into the Labor Day weekend right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:09, Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A chiropractor in Alabama sentenced to life for poisoning his wife with vitamins tainted with lead.
36-year-old Brian Thomas Mann fed his wife the poison over a period of months while they were going through a contentious divorce. 26-year-old Hannah Petty took the vitamins to strengthen her immune system because the proceedings were taking a toll on her health. Instead, the vitamins made her sicker, and she was hospitalized for 2 months. That's when lead was detected in her system, leading to her husband's arrest. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A woman in Texas is filing a lawsuit against Pfizer, claiming one of their popular birth controls gave her a brain tumor.
This is a very popular birth control. It's called Depo-Provera. And this woman says she started taking it back in 2019. And then in 2023, doctors found a brain tumor. It's a benign tumor, but she says this has completely changed the course of her life. And now she's suing Pfizer. She tried to have that tumor removed back in 2023. The surgery was unsuccessful. And now she's going through radiation. This is one of just about 900 cases that have been filed against Pfizer with the same exact claims, according to her lawyer.
That's Abigail Dye of Fox Houston TV affiliate KRIV with the report.
It is 7:10 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The traffic volume starting to get pretty heavy out there. You can see that on those traffic cameras here in the Wichita area. Watch out for slowdowns, especially approaching those road construction areas that we have here in town. And remember, we do have reports of fog out there today. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport still at a full 10 miles. You can definitely see there's some fog out there on those traffic cameras. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now, heading into the Labor Day weekend, it's time for the live forecast. Storm Team 12 with meteorologist Ross Jansen. Hello, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Ted and John. Happy Friday. You've made it to the start of the long holiday weekend, and now we just need the weather to cooperate so we can get outside maybe and enjoy some of the 70-degree weather. Well, I think we're going to be able to do that, but we're also going to be dodging a few thunderstorm chances coming up as the days wear on. We won't see any rain today, but we're also not going to see any sunshine. So the clouds that we have now are likely to stay with us through the afternoon and into the early evening. If you're traveling east of Wichita, that's where the fog becomes definitely more of a concern, but that will start to clear up here in the next couple of hours. 75 for a high today. We'll drop to 64 overnight. Tomorrow, we do have some widely scattered showers, especially to the west of Wichita. That will be a part of our Saturday. And then Saturday night into Sunday morning, increasing chances of more scattered showers and some thunderstorms popping up right overhead. And because there's more humidity around now, there's a chance we could have some heavier downpours, but we don't have to worry about severe weather. When Labor Day gets here, so we're talking about Monday, I think most of the rain will be east of our area, but it is going to be a very close call. So don't be surprised if we're still cloudy on Monday. But again, most of the rain should be off to the east of Wichita, and it looks like our highs will stay in the 70s the next 2 or 3 days. So whatever we've done to deserve this beautiful taste of early fall weather, it's going to continue. By the way, now we are 8th wettest summer on record. That, of course, takes into account the rain we've had this week. So any additional rain that we get tomorrow or Sunday, only pushing that higher, getting closer and closer to top 5 wettest summers on record for Wichita.
Pretty amazing stuff. I saw earlier in the week it was National Dog Day, and May the weather dog was having quite the time. Do those festivities just extend all the way into Labor Day weekend?
Yep, they certainly do. I mean, she gets spoiled every day. There's no doubt about that. But, yep, I think she's probably going to get an extra walk or two this weekend, maybe an extra treat. And if she behaves, maybe we'll go pick out some new toys.
Hey, can't ask for more than that.
you know, she's living the high life. She gets to go be on TV and then come home and be surrounded by all the toys in the world.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks for the Labor Day weekend update, Ross, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. See you next month. There we go. The live forecast, Storm Team 12 with meteorologist Ross Jansen, live every weekday morning right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 7:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All right, I promised you a follow-up on the Guinness World Record story that we talked about last time. And so we talked about the guy that all he basically does with his life in Idaho is break Guinness World Records. His name is David Record Breaker Rush. So, you know, apparently, you know, and we just talked about the fact that he just set the record for wet sponges hit 90, in the face in a single minute.
96.
So, so that's all this guy does. And Steve McIntosh, it seems like about once or twice a week, has a new record broken by this guy. So, you know, he has to come up with it. Well, so does Guinness. Guinness World Records, celebrating its 70th anniversary this week, challenging fans to attempt 70 unclaimed titles. There are apparently 700 world record or 70 that Guinness has identified and says, we have space for you if you can do it.
So nobody has.
Nobody has yet.
Like, for example.
So that's that. Yeah. One of them is the fastest 400 meter sack race. Apparently no one wants to tackle that. So we're marking 70 years after the very first Guinness Book of World Records was compiled in a room above a London gym and published in 1955. So here are these records that have never been set. We mentioned the 400 meter sack race. The farthest distance to bounce a coin into a cup.
Oh, yeah. I had a buddy in college played quarters.
Hasn't been done.
Okay.
Farthest distance bottle flip.
And get it stand. Okay. Okay.
Once again, this doesn't seem exotic, but.
No, hey.
The most high fives in 30 seconds.
The most high fives in 30.
Now, that would be easy. Nobody's tried this.
Nobody's tried to do.
The fastest time to build a 5-story playing card pyramid. All right. Now we're talking a little more challenging here. The fastest time to make a burrito.
What has to be in the burrito?
And the fastest time to arrange a set of Scrabble tiles in alphabetical order. I'm just irritated reading that. Sounds like something would drive me crazy. Fastest time to ascend the height of Mount Everest by a bicycle. It says the height of Everest. So maybe
the
challenge is to go 21,000 feet high somehow.
Yeah,
On a bicycle. The fastest time to blow a stamp for 10 meters. You can make up your own joke. And one that's listed here is the most whoopee cushions sat on in 1 minute. Now, how can there not be a line of Americans wanting to set that world record right now? So there you go. That's some of the 70 records that Guinness says no one has ever set.
And that was so that was 90 seconds of my life I'll never get back.
There's your challenge. Guinness is also launching a new record selector quiz on its website, supposedly to match aspiring record breakers to appropriate titles to attempt based on their personality. Whatever.
See, I wanted to hear that because I wanted there to be something in there that I figured I might be able to do.
You could do the high five in one.
No, I don't want to.
No, that's not what you said. You said anything you might be able to, not
be
something
able
you might
to and
to do.
Might actually want to try. Could, but no, could, none of those I want to do
you could
or could.
Blow a stamp.
I don't want to.
Again, it's not something that you can do.
I mean,
it's something, you know.
Plus, you know, every fourth grade boy in America wants to set that whoopee cushion record.
A sack race.
Like, yeah, the 400 meters, that is a sack race that would probably kill me.
Chad, you're full of hot air. Go blow a stamp.
Nah, can you imagine hopping in a sack for 400 meters?
No, that is absolutely not.
No, I'm not physically capable of doing that one.
So there's the latest from the Guinness Book of World Records. All right, it is 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's see what's going on in sports. And we have a lot of college football to keep our eye on this Labor Day weekend. Game number 2 for Kansas is tonight, Friday night, up in Lawrence. Jayhawks are off to a 1-0 start, taking on an FCS opponent, the Seahawks of Wagner, coming here all the way from Staten Island. KU is a 45.5-point favorite in this game tonight. 6:30 is the kickoff time in Lawrence tonight for KU and Wagner first ever meeting.
Can stream that on ESPN, by the way, if you've got streaming.
K-State waits till tomorrow night, till Saturday, to play its next game. K-State's off to an 0-1 start after losing in Ireland last week. Another, it's an FCS opponent for K-State as well. North Dakota, the Fighting Hawks, come here to take on K-State in the home opener for the Wildcats. Live coverage on the K-State Radio Network at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Listen to the Wildcats live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State is a 28.5-point favorite against North Dakota tomorrow night in Manhattan. JUCO football, 13th-ranked Butler Community College, opening up on the road tomorrow night, heading to Miami, Oklahoma, to take on Northeastern Oklahoma A&M, the Golden Norsemen, in the season opener. Last year in the season opener, Northeastern Oklahoma came up here to El Dorado and beat Butler. So I think the Grizzlies might have revenge on their minds. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler football at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that is on 98.7 FM KNSS. For Butler football. It is the season opener tomorrow evening for the KCAC. Friends is ranked 12th in the nation. Friends hosting Bethany, 6 o'clock tip-off on the west side of town tomorrow night. And you also got 14th-ranked Southwestern opening up, hosting Bethel, 6 o'clock tomorrow night in Winfield in that season opener. Minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge in the middle of a 12-game homestand, which so far has started out 3 wins in 3 games. Nice. Including last night. Couldn't get more dramatic than Kalai Rosario, the Texas League leader in home runs, hitting a grand slam home run on the final pitch of the game for a comeback Wichita win, 7-4. 2 home runs on the night for Rosario, who has 23 now on the season. And it is more baseball this weekend for Wichita hosting Arkansas on Labor Day weekend. 7 o'clock tonight, post-game fireworks. There's a hat giveaway. It's 2,000 boy bands night. Tomorrow night at 6:05, bucket hat giveaway and SpongeBob SquarePants night. And then finishing up the 6-game series at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Wichita right now is 2 games behind for a playoff spot with 15 games to go in the season. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are home this weekend, hosting first place Detroit. The Royals and the Tigers. Tigers have lost 4 in a row. The Royals have won 3 of their last 4, making up some ground. 7 o'clock tonight on KFH. 6 o'clock tomorrow night on 1330 AM KNSS. Then the Royals and the Tigers again at 1 o'clock Sunday on KFH. The Royals are 3 games behind for a playoff spot with 4 weeks to go in the season. College volleyball. It is the season opener for Wichita State at Koch Arena this weekend with 2 matches. The Shockers are hosting the Shocker Volleyball Classic. Koch Arena for the 50th season of Shocker Volleyball. 7 o'clock tonight, Kennesaw State, and then Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock against a team from the Southeastern Conference, Arkansas. So good stuff. I noticed that this was the 50th season of Shocker Volleyball. This is my 35th season doing public address for Shocker Volleyball. I've been PA announcer for 70% of the program's existence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Expert.
Forward to that this weekend, and we promised you some big Wichita birthdays today, this weekend anyway. Tomorrow, big birthdays for the Bell brothers. Mike and Mark Bell are 68 years old tomorrow. Mike Bell was a consensus first team All-American at defensive end his senior year in college at Colorado State. Of course, these guys both played Bishop Carroll here in Wichita before going on to college at Colorado State. Mike Bell was the number 2 overall pick in the NFL draft by the Kansas City Chiefs, where he played his entire 12-year career. Endured 4 head coaches throughout the 1980s, finished with 40 career sacks. About that. And his brother Mark also played for Colorado State in college. Mark was drafted in the 4th round by the Seattle Seahawks as a tight end. And he played 6 years in the NFL with the Seahawks, as well as the Baltimore and Indianapolis Colts. There you go. Bishop Carroll High School football superstars. The Bell brothers. Tomorrow is their birthday. They both turn 68. How about that? good Wichita sports birthday right there. That is Sports with Steve and Ted. And Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale. WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim.
Have you tried it yet, Chad?
No, I don't think I'll be trying the Yumpkin Pumpkin, but I'm sure it's good for those people that like that sort of seasonal.
Are you a pumpkin spice latte person at Starbucks? Mm-hmm. See, and I do love a Starbucks pumpkin latte. Pumpkin spice. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sure it's fantastic. I'm just not into pumpkin spice stuff, especially maybe not like a full-on spiced rim. But you know what? It's probably pretty good because I've tried their other seasonal beers and they're fantastic.
Yumpkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here. 724 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We do have a traffic and weather update coming your way. And data from one study shows employees are taking it easy on Fridays. Bye. I'm Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 7:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Currently in Wichita, 96% humidity, a cloudy sky. It is 67 degrees on this Friday morning. A Kansas man and woman were taken into custody in Oklahoma yesterday afternoon. This following a high-speed chase with law enforcement. At one point, more than 120 miles per hour. A gun was also recovered from the vehicle. And Wichita police say they're aware of an incident in Oklahoma in which a person of interest related to a Wichita shooting investigation was located.
We are hearing from the parents of one of the victims in yesterday's mass shooting at a Catholic church in Minneapolis. Fox's Jill Nato has that story.
Jesse Merkel lost his son in Wednesday's shooting. He was shaking when he said,
"Please remember Fletcher for the person he was and not the act that ended his life."
Merkel said his 8-year-old son loved his family, friends, fishing, cooking, and any sport he was allowed to play. And Merkel urged other parents to
give your kids an extra hug and kiss today. We love you, Fletcher. You'll always be with us.
He said he's hoping that in time his family can find healing, and he's praying the families of other victims will do the same. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Thousands of people flooded Wall Street over President Trump's rollback of programs aimed at benefiting minorities.
2,500 mostly black anti-Trump protesters led by Reverend Al Sharpton marched on Wall Street, claiming President Trump's war on DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion, is racist. President Trump banned federal DEI programs, saying they are discriminatory and workers should be chosen on merit. Major U.S. companies followed suit. Amazon, Bank of America, Disney, McDonald's, and Walmart. Some black consumers are currently boycotting Target. The protest comes as the Democratic Party polls at historically low levels and the anti-Trump coalition searches for leadership.
And that's Fox's Brian Yenis with that report in New York. Now let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into the Labor Day weekend. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Beware the fog on your Friday morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and a high of 75. Lots of clouds and 65 tonight. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, high 77. There is a small chance of an afternoon shower or storm. Unfortunately, there is a better chance of storms on Sunday morning and again Sunday afternoon. In between, it's a high of 76. Labor Day looks dry. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have 96% humidity, a cloudy sky. It is 67 degrees here on this Friday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We are pleased to be joined at the moment with former Governor Dr. Jeff Collier. Dr. Collier, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
It is great to be with you, John. How are you today?
Fine, thank you, Governor. Let me ask you a question. We had a chance yesterday to talk with Senate President Ty Masterson, and we touched briefly on what's been going on with the this issue with the current administration and these SNAP payments. It's kind of a confusing kind of situation because I don't think we're getting the complete picture out of the Kelly administration. But I wanted to kind of see if you could, since you've been in the office, not only as lieutenant governor, but as governor, if you look at these numbers, this could be really problematic. I was looking at the current federal numbers that have come out from the current administration, from the Trump administration. Right now, the way the SNAP payments work is the way the federal government share works. If the any state comes in less than 6%, the federal share is zero. But if you start, if a state doesn't match that 6% number, that amount of money that the state then has to start paying really goes up. If you're at 6%, it's 5%. If you're over that, 10% or more, you could start paying up to 15%. Kansas taxpayers would then have to start paying more and more of that, of these monies. It could be very costly to Kansas taxpayers, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And this is a readily solvable problem. So when I was lieutenant governor and governor, okay, those 8 years, Kansas, our error rate was roughly about 5% throughout that entire period. And we had a whole bunch of systems in charge to better train people so that you could do it.
And that's the average, right? Six, that's about the average?
Yeah, actually, we were below the national average. We were running in the fives. And, you know, that's where it really should be, you know, the standard. And to be honest, I wouldn't even, you know, I'd like to see it even better than that. But we had a number of programs in order to make sure that the data was correct, and we would share the data with the federal government. Now, what's happened is literally the day that Laura Kelly came in, there is, you know, an incredible increase in the error rate. In fact, now it's more than 1.5 times, more than double what it was. It's now about a 12% error rate. And it began immediately when Laura Kelly took office. She got rid of a lot of the training programs, and instead of building on what we had accomplished, they went backwards. And so now we're looking at this error rate of 12%. And here's the thing is the Biden administration even noticed on this. They sent letters calling them out, asking them to, we need to fix this. And there are multiple letters and multiple communications between them. What do? Nothing. And now the situation, you know, has gotten out of hand. And, you know, this is an error rate that affects taxpayers. We're paying money out for people that may not deserve it. There may be people that do deserve SNAP benefits. We want them to get them so that they can help feed their families temporarily in that. And we're seeing errors in that direction as well.
Is this an issue that do you think this is incompetence or is this part of a bigger pattern?
I think it's both. I think it's both incompetence. And we can see this in multiple programs. You can see this in Medicaid. You can see this in the unemployment fraud. You can see it in the Obamacare signups that are going on. This is something that's very widespread in the Kelly administration.
So what's the solution then? Because you made a good point there. You want the people who need these benefits, the people who need that help up, need a little bit of assistance while they're transitioning or it's help up to help out. They need to get those benefits. But at the same time, we also need to, we don't want to see a situation where the state of Kansas is now on the hook for this type of massive federal program that should be covered by the federal government.
That's right. And for starters, the Kelly administration has done an unthinkable thing. Instead of saying, okay, here's our problem, help us work with the federal government, let's go and solve it. Instead, what they've done is they've said, sorry, we're not going to share any data with you. Just give us the money, Washington. We're not going to work on compliance or anything and share that data with you or the public for that matter. Instead, what they're doing is they're covering it up and they're doing everything to stonewall this program. And that's not how you run government. You know, government is for the trust of people. And when the program works better and we know that it is functioning, we get rid of the fraud, then taxpayers can be assured their money is well spent. Kansans are generous, you know, with those that are in need, but they also want to make sure that it's not being given out frivolously or, you know, borrowing money from other needed programs. You know, there's only so much money we have. And if you lose, you know, 7% of it on fraud, waste, and abuse, That's money that could be spent on highways and on schools and on education.
Dr. Collier, I know we've got to let you run. I appreciate you taking the time to join us, but I do have to ask you. I know that you were the president's state chair during the 2024 sure. campaign. Have you had a chance to talk with him lately about what he's been up to? I know he's been awful busy.
The president's awfully busy right now. I mean, he's you know, in the middle of peace talks and other things. I do talk to the White House staff. Other folks in the administration, and you know, they see we need to protect America. We need to make sure our borders are sealed. We've got trade deals to fix. We've got to get our taxes low. We need to root out corruption. We need to make sure that we return power to people on it. So the president's doing a hell of a job, and you know, I'm very honored to have chaired his campaign, done some advisory work and other things with the campaign, and we're not going to stop. We're going to fix Kansas.
Governor, actually, you know, one thing that just reminded me, you've been, aside from everything else politically, you've also been you are a practicing physician. You've served in Ukraine. You've been involved. I mean, are you hopeful at all that we can see an end to that conflict?
You know, it's an incredibly difficult conflict. You know, I was in Ukraine last year. You know, the casualties are horrendous. I mean, we were seeing hundreds per day, and that has just continued on for 3 years. The president is, you know, trying to bring the two sides together and come to a settlement. That I think we've made the most progress in the last 6 months than we did in the previous 3 years. It's a process, and I really applaud the president. I want to point out one other thing that the president did, another peace talk, is he was there for a signing of agreement between Armenia and Azerbaijan, which have been at war for the last 30 years. And they're actually neighbors of Russia. There are actually Russian troops in both countries. And President Trump is the one who brought peace to that. And why that's important for Kansas is actually the Kansas National Guard has had a partnership with Armenia to democratize and train them in Western ways of the military so that you have civilian, you know, military control. And they've been doing that for 25 years. And one of the great backstories of that agreement is they could come to the agreement because states like Kansas actually helped out over the last 20 years or so in professionalizing their military so that they could actually have civilian control.
Well, Governor, we appreciate your time, appreciate your service, not only to our state, but to our country, and wish you the best of luck. If folks are interested, if they want to volunteer or donate, they can find information at collierforgovernor.com, correct?
That's right. That's right. And come in, just sign up. We have lots of events coming up, and we'll be announcing more in the very near future.
Wish you the best of luck. Thank you again, my friend.
Thank you, John. We'll talk to you soon.
And that is a great interview, John.
Well, you know, I always like to remind folks that he's also been, I mean, he's part of Doctors Across Borders. He's done so much. And it's just fascinating when you think about that kind of part of his whole service that people forget.
It's 7:45 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up, a Wichita Business Journal update. Talk about the Wichita State Nursing School. KNSS News Time, 7:45. . 7:49 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A Wichita Business Journal update with editor Seminoff is on the way. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Labor Day weekend, 90% of travelers driving to their destinations. Gasoline prices are lower than this time last year.
Two.
Today marks the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and its devastating, deadly flooding in the Gulf Coast region.
One.
College football. Season opener for 13th-ranked Butler Community College tomorrow night on the road. And it's also the home openers tomorrow evening for Kansas State and 12th-ranked Friends. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic volume still pretty heavy right now. starting to see a backup in the road construction eastbound. That road construction is at the Central Business District. We also, in that same area, have a stalled out vehicle. It's eastbound on Kellogg, and it's right there at the ramp to I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast heading into the Labor Day weekend. Some fog this morning and a mostly cloudy day. Still mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow on Saturday. High today, 75 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 65. Tomorrow on Saturday, a high, 77. On Sunday, a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms on a partly sunny day and a high of 76. And then on Labor Day on Monday, mostly sunny, a high 80. Currently in Wichita, 96% humidity, a cloudy sky. It is 67 degrees on our way to a high of 75 at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:51 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What's going on? A big event for the Wichita State University Nursing School. More details coming up right now with editor from the Wichita Business Journal, Kirk Siminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Wichita State's nursing school will have the name of one of the city's two largest health systems at the front of it going forward. The Ascension Via Christi Wichita State University School of Nursing, that's a nine-word mouthful, is the new name after Via Christi made a donation to the university that was announced Tuesday. The goal of the donation is to address the growing workforce needs of the healthcare industry. How much was the donation? Via Christi requested the amount not be made public. The School of Nursing will be housed in the downtown biomedical campus upon its completion in 2027. As part of the donation, Wichita State will expand its reduced tuition offer that was previously offered to Via Christi employees looking to become associate degree nurses. Now the reduced tuition will be offered to all Via Christi employees. The feedback opportunities are over for Wichitans on the downtown action plan that aims to create the next vision for downtown. And downtown Wichita Executive Director Heather Schroeder tells the Business Journal the largest want by residents is for activating the river. Schroeder says that means more activity on the banks of the Arkansas for housing, transportation, history, culture, green space, landscape, and urban design. The final downtown action plan is expected to be presented by downtown Wichita to the City Council and County Commission in early October. And before their plan was approved by the Park City City Council on Tuesday, developers for the $519 million Champtown project told council members that filling more than 250,000 square feet of retail, restaurant, and entertainment space has been secured in varying forms of commitment. Future tenants weren't named, but developer Ryan Mills said the project is warranted, wanted, and needed in the city of Park City. There's no firm date for the start of construction, as the wait is on for the Kansas Department of Commerce to approve $145 million in star bonds that developers are requesting. The bonds would save 28% of project costs. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
You know, Kirk, ever since the Jerry Lewis muscular dystrophy Labor Day telethon went away, I don't know what to do with my Labor Day weekends.
Yes, I never get to listen to the song "What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love" anymore.
Nope, and I never get
always a staple.
Never get to see Joey Bishop come out and get the audience warmed up at 2:30 in the morning.
Only you would have stayed up for that, Ted.
I know. I'm a very lonely person. But that was part of our childhood growing up. That was a big, big deal in the day, and it's something that's gone away.
Yeah, and Cake TV made a really big deal of the local cut-ins. They did a really nice job of that. Yeah, that was a great time.
Sure was. All right, Kirk, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again an hour from now.
You got it.
That is editor Kirk Siminoff with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll talk again with Kirk in 1 hour. All right, we got a big 8 o'clock hour on the way here with Steve and Ted. That does include entertainment news in the blur.
That's right. We've got a NASCAR driver, got a nasty injury, and we'll tell y'all how that happened, all coming up on the blur.
We're also 20 minutes out from our last live daily Kansas City Chiefs preseason report with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. We've got Mitch live coming up in 20 minutes. And also some other great events coming up as well in the 8 o'clock hour. So it's always very entertaining as we head into the final hour before the Labor Day weekend with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.